Welcome to the podcast version of Taproot TV, where weekly we share with you information for root cause analysis to analyze and fix the real root causes of problems at your company. Working together, we are all changing the way the world solves problems. So let's get straight to this week's episode.
Becoming a certified instructor looks really simple if you go to our website and you see the list of things you need to do. But there's a whole lot more that you need to think about to have a quality program at your company. I'm Benny Hughes, and welcome to Taproot TV. I've got Stephanie Tipton with me here today.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Stephanie has been an instructor with us for what?
About 9 months since October, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we thought it'd be great to have her on with us to kind of, like, when we're talking about some of the things that you want to consider in becoming a certified instructor, because she's been through the process.
Mm-hmm. Quite recently.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. One of the things you want to first think about in becoming a certified instructor is who do you want as an instructor? There's several things to look at. And one of them is, you know, experience is one thing. Having somebody who's done a lot of investigations is very helpful. And then another thing to look at is the dynamics of that person. Are they somebody who is, I mean, somebody can do a lot of investigations and then not be a very energetic person that's going to capture everybody's attention for two full days.
Yes.
I mean, the topic itself is great, and the course is engaging, and we teach them how to do that. But you want to look at the personality of that person, the way they communicate, and make sure that they'll be able to, for 2 days, capture the attention of your class.
Exactly. They have to be excited about the topic,
yes,
too. You want somebody very energetic and excited about Taproot and really passionate about Taproot.
Well, and another thing to consider is how long it takes to become comfortable with teaching a two-day Taproot course. Lots of stuff comes up, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I actually ended up doing a co-teach about four times before feeling comfortable myself. And it was great to have other professionals and other people that had been doing it for years to be there to help me answer questions and chime in with great information. So it's really important to have practice and really be comfortable with the information.
And it's, you get other people's perspective. A lot of times one of the things, if you look at our requirements, which I'll go through in just a few minutes, about becoming a certified instructor, it doesn't talk about anything really past doing your three-day train the trainer. But one of the things that we find very important with our instructors that we send out to your company is we want them to be able to have the perspective of others. So we put them with people who've been teaching Taproot for years, so that they can get their, the way they explain a topic. They can hear some experience that they've had in the past with a certain topic. It takes probably, I think, Mark Paradise and I were talking about the other day, a good year of teaching Taproot to probably get through all the questions that somebody might ask you.
Yes.
And somebody, you know, and you don't want to stand there with the deer in headlights looks. You want somebody who's got some experience with you to be able to answer a lot of those questions.
Yes, and be confident in those answers. Because if your confidence shows through to your the people watching you and the people learning from you, and they want to hear that in your voice. So I think
that's
very important.
And nobody knows everything.
No, so, that's for sure.
Nobody knows everything. So it is always good to get those that additional perspective. Another thing to think about when you're going to have somebody become certified at your company is you want to know, well, how often are they going to be teaching? We really think that they should be able to teach like once a month. Any less than that, they're not going to be comfortable teaching, and they're going to have to, you know, it's just like we've been out with COVID, you know, we've not been holding courses, and we've got instructors who for years have been teaching, and they're going, and we're starting back up, and they're like, I'm going to have to refresh myself. I'm going to have to,
Yes. I've opened the workbooks myself during COVID and just made sure that I knew, you know, continue learning the information and continue bettering my way of teaching, and I even practice in front of the mirror, which maybe is a little bit
it's great
a geek, but it helps.
That's
so that's something that is very important to keep yourself proficient.
Well, you think about what you're doing. You're teaching people how to go out and do these investigations and do learn how to do this proactively as well, and learn how to go out and do Taproot correctly, implement corrective actions correctly, so people don't get hurt.
Yes, it's important.
It's a life-saving tool.
It is.
That's out there. So it's very important that the person who teaches this to your employees is going to be knowledgeable, is going to be experienced. It's one of the reasons we'll say, you know, there are times when somebody is relatively new to Taproot and they become an instructor. And what we like for people to do, it's not always feasible. What we prefer them to do is you go and take a five-day course. You know, first of all, you have to be licensed with us. If you're not a licensed company, you can't teach Taproot in your company and can't participate in the Certified Instructor Program. But what we like for people to do is go take that five-day. You can do it on-site, or they can go to a public course. And if you go to a public course, you might meet somebody like Stephanie teaching you how to do your five-day. And then go back and do some investigations. The more investigations you can get under your belt, the better. Because you're going to then know, you're going to run into some stuff yourself that you might be confused about. And then you can go get those answers. You can call us. We're always here to help people through some of those things. And then we'll come on site and hold your three-day train the trainer course. And then in our program, you are allowed to go ahead and start teaching the two-day course. But we really think you should have a little help for a few courses.
Yes, definitely. The support there is here. We're available to you, so why don't you use us?
Exactly. Well, could you imagine having gone out, like, gone and done your first train, your first co-teach? Like, you did your five-day, and then you learned some more, and then you went and did your first co-teach. By yourself.
No, I had Marcus Miller, who is an awesome instructor, with me in New Orleans, and I got great feedback from my students. The students knew that this was my first time co-teaching a five-day, and having that support of Marcus there to answer the questions and to be there to help me know how to teach during certain sections, it was just very important. I would have stood up there like a deer
in headlights. Even like, you know, well, like as a certified instructor, you're going to teach a two-day. You know, she gets to go out and teach the 5 days and 2 days. But just to go out and teach your own two-day on your own without somebody there that can, when you get asked that tough question, because you're going to be teaching some people who have a lot of experience behind them. And they maybe are trying to compare it with, you know, a lot of times in companies, they have conflicts because some people want to use this method and some people want to use Taproot and things like that. And you want to be able to show them and answer those questions about how this would be very effective with Taproot. You know, we don't like to compare systems, but to be able to show the effectiveness of Taproot for their question is very, very important.
Yes.
So what is one of your favorite parts of teaching so far?
Oh, gosh. I love meeting everybody. It's really neat because we have people from all over the world. We're global. We work with companies globally. So I get to learn and learn about their businesses and also meet people from all different countries. And that's just really fun for me to learn their backgrounds and meet new people and really hear their feedback after the class. I mean, the first day they might be like, well, my company had me here. I'm learning, I'm excited, but not really. And then at the end of the class, they're so excited.
It's like
about
a light bulb went
It off. Does. Yeah. And it's really neat to see that because it's genuine. They're very excited about Taproot when they leave. And so the fact that I can be a part of that is really an awesome thing.
Yeah, and as a certified instructor in your company, you're going to encounter that too. You're going to encounter that some people want to be there, some people don't. And so if you... You know, when we talk to you about becoming this, we will talk to you about the potential of having us have a co-instructor, one of our instructors, come for your first few courses just to make sure that you know how to handle all these questions because it's a big topic.
I mean, it is.
It's complex. The system itself is not complex, but teaching it to others is a tough job. So we want to make sure that you have all of the support that you possibly can. So we've got some resources.
Yes, we do.
We are going to have links to some of this below. But one of the things you want to think about, like we said, number one, you need to get a license if you're not already a licensed company. and then you need to go get your 5-day training. And the 5-day is, it's just the best.
It is. It's a really great course.
I think everybody should have 5-day training. And we can do those on site if you have 10 or more people. And then, but a lot of times if it's a certified instructor situation, they may send somebody to a public course. Mm-hmm. And at that course, you'll have somebody like Stephanie, or you'll have Ken Reed, or, you know, it'll be one of our contract instructors who has a ton of experience at teaching Taproot. And then you're going to go back to your company and you're going to practice. And you're going to go do some audits, and you're going to try to do some proactive things if there's not an incident to investigate, and just get as much experience as you possibly can. And then we'll come on site and do a 3-day train the trainer. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't like for people to have too many certified instructors. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that, and that's because most of them won't be training. You'll have, yes. if we're looking at you wanting to train somebody, you know, have somebody train once a month. Well, if you've got 10 certified instructors, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
It's going to kind of fall a lot of times on one person. Mm-hmm. But having a few certified instructors is fine. One mm-hmm. or two is great. If you have a very, very large company, sometimes they will have more. Mm-hmm. But just keep that in mind that you want somebody who's going to be practicing this regularly. Mm-hmm. In that 3-day certified instructor course, day one, we can certify up to 2 people in 1 3-day course. Your instructor will work with our instructors to learn how to teach that 2-day course. And then on days 2 and 3, they will co-teach with our instructor to employees at your site. So you get a whole course of a classroom of people trained right there during the train the trainer. Mm-hmm. So it's a very good value for you to do that. And then after that, like we said, you can go off and you can start ordering materials from us and teaching employees at your site. Sometimes they may have just a few people to train. Mm-hmm. But like we said, have us come in. Have us co-teach with you at the beginning. And then maybe like once or twice a year, have us come back in and mm-hmm. do it again. Because that we can help make sure you're staying on the right track. Then to maintain certification.
Yes.
That's the fun part.
That's the fun part. Summit.
Yes.
Yes. That's exciting. You do have to attend our summit once every 2 years.
Yep.
To maintain your certified instructor. You get a lot of great information. You get to meet all mm-hmm. the other certified instructors while you're there. So it's a really great opportunity to really become more proficient, not only in the 2 and 5 day Taproot, but multiple classes that we don't always offer. So
and there's a lot of best practice sharing that's fantastic that mm-hmm. goes on. So, and it's not in the summit, just so you know, it's not just for certified instructors. Mm-hmm. It's for all Taproot
Everyone.
Users. And we do have a lot of certified instructors who come back every year because they get so much value out of it. Well, Stephanie, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Benna, for having me.
A lot to think about.
It is.
It seems so simple. If y'all want more information on this, we'll have some links below. We have a PDF about it that we can send you. If you want to contact us at info@taproot.com, we're happy to send this to you so you can have some documentation on what it takes to become a certified instructor. Courses. Go to our website, mm-hmm. taproot.com, and you can go to our courses link to see where we have upcoming courses coming on, especially that 5-day we were talking about. And also, let's see, what else can we tell them? Follow us on all of our social media. One of the things I like to have our certified instructors do is share. We'll send this to you as well. Share how to follow us on social media, because this is a way to keep the people you are training in your company knowledgeable. They can, because we push out information all mm-hmm. the time, and so they can continue learning after your course that you teach for them. Go to our website and sign up for our newsletter at taproot.com, and just join us back here next week.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Stephanie. It was great.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. To view the video version of this episode, visit our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Please visit us on our website at taproot.com for up-to-date information and blog articles designed to help you excel in your performance improvement program. And please sign up for our newsletter so you'll get the notifications of when new information is released, where we're teaching around the world and all things Taproot. We will see you next time on our podcast version of Taproot TV.